So it's Hoxie and Oberlin, final game of the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament, and Eve Shippers will be the one to serve it off for the first time here. And the Oberlin Red Devil crowd that has been so faithful today is on their feet, getting them pumped up in set number one. So Oberlin has had a pretty good time in set one today, has not lost a set one. And here's Shippers' first serve. It goes to Fortin in the back row. Ketchrell runs in to dig it out. Free ball sent over here from Jory Fortin. She gets tripped up, is able to get back up. Now here's a swing down the far sideline and a kill out there for none other than Emily Bainter to start it out. And it is a 1-0 lead here for the Hoxie Indians in set number one. So set one, 1-0. Shippers again back to serve. Gives it to Ketchrell. Fortin will set it up outside. Riley Minnick rolls it up over the top. Now a long set up outside. Big swing off the blocks and down for Emily Bainter. And you want to talk about a team that has been also a very set one-minded team. It's been Hoxie. Seems like their first sets, even though some of them haven't went their way, they've always come out strong. And now here's a back one to the back row. Great dig for four to the outside. Big swing. Rolls it up over the top there. And now Emily Bainter again with the left hand. Popped up in the air by Briley Minnick. Ketchrell slides after it, but it'll fall short from her on the tap back in. Third straight kill now for Emily Bainter and a 3-0 lead for the Hoxie Indians here in set number one. Shippers again back to serve to Ketchrell off the wrists. They'll set it up to the outside. Briley Minnick from the left pin looking for the cross court. Off the ceiling, and she will get it. So Briley Minnick will break up a 3-0 run with a kill, and it makes it 3-1, and the Red Devils will serve for the first time. 3-1 in set one. Larson back to serve. Lobs it up to the back row. Great dig right there by Gourley to the outside. Emily Bainter again. And Emily Bainter takes care of business. That's the fourth kill for her already in the set, and it's 4-1. So all 4 points have ran through number two, and it's 4-1. Harper Mock back to serve. Gives it off to Minnick in the back middle row. They'll set it up down to her down the middle. She goes short. Avery Mock there was to get it. They're going to go to the setter for the kill. She rolled it off the top of the tape. The back set this time. Shelby Weigel looking for the cross court. Great dive by Harper Mock to keep it alive. Avery comes in and sets it up to Kendall Ballman, who will send it over on a free ball. Now the Red Devils with Briley Minnick on the left pin. Go hard there. Larson will set it back up to Briley, but it was over the net, and Avery Mock will take care of the free pass by just popping it right back down, and Avery Mock, the setter, has got herself a kill, and it makes it 5-1. So not the way Oberlin wanted to start this final match of the day, down 5-1 in set one. Into the back row there for Briley Minnick. Shelby Weigel hits it into the net, and it'll be 6-1. So quickly a 5-point lead here for the Indians of Hoxie, and this rivalry between these two has seemed to get a little closer the past couple of years. But Hoxie has still been able to manage some wins over the Red Devils. Cross-court try there for Shelby Weigel. Now Emily Bainter rolls into the back row. And now Briley Minnick again into the blocks. But right there to block it back is Kendall Ballman. She'll get her first, and it's 7-1 in set one. So 7-1 lead here in set number one. Back to serve is Mock, Harper Mock, now a sneaky set, and no, they're going to call a lift on the Red Devils, and it's 8-1. So some errors, and just like that, it is 8-1 here in set one. Hoxie trying to put this thing on cruise control early, maybe, and almost an ace, but the Red Devils do a great job of keeping it off the floor. Now Emily Bainter trying to win it, and she does. There with a little just sneaky tap shot over. That's her fifth kill. And we got a timeout on the floor. And we will take one with them here from Oberlin. Our score, it is Hoxie out in front 9-1 over the Oberlin Red Devils in set number one. This is Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here at the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament, final game of the night for the Lady Red Devils taking on the Hoxie Indians. And Hoxie with a serve out of the timeout. They give it up to the Red Devils, who tried to set up Shelby Weigel, and she will hit it out of bounds off of the backboard. And so it's 10-1. And Harper Mock into the back row for Briley Minnick. They'll set it up out. Michaela Wasson with a two-hand swat over. Here come the Indians. Slide try here for Kendall Bowman, and she gets the short tapper to go. So Kendall with a great first set, now with a block and a kill, and it makes it 11-1 here in set number one. Back to serve, Harper Mock again, lobs it up over the top of the back row. They set it up down the middle. Briley Minnick is able to get the kill. So the Red Devils finally back on the scoreboard. Kill number two for Briley, and it makes it 11-2, but a 9-point game, and only the second time the Red Devils have been able to serve so far today. Into the back row there for Emily Bainter outside. Kendall Ballman rolls it up over the top. Kept alive off of the ceiling with a diving try by Briley Minnick anyway, and it'll fall down and make it 12-2. It was Maria Rodriguez that digged out the kill try there from the Indians and popped it up, and it went caroming off the ceiling. So a 12-2 lead here for the Indians. Minnick is able to dig it out. Ketchrell from the left pin rolls it to Sophie Gorley in the back row. The back set this time. Schiltz off the blocks. Maria Rodriguez is there to pick it up to the outside. Briley Minnick is down off the blocks and with a kill. That's number three for her, and it makes it 12-3 in set number one. So 12-3, set number one. Red Devils down by nine, trying to crawl their way back into it here. Briley Minnick with a great serve right to Bainter. They're going to go to the outside long ways here to Schiltz on the left pin. And it's Larson Minnick with the bump. And now they get it out to Ketchrell, who sends it over to the free ball. The back set this time. Schiltz readjusts, able to get it inside the antenna. Larson sends it over on a sneaky set. Almost dropped it in there to the middle. Now gets about a rotation. They have to send it back on a free ball. Larson sets it up. Back row. Briley Minnick! And it's down from the back row. Her fourth kill. All 4 points have ran through Briley Minnick. And there's nothing wrong with that from Lindsay Fortin's squad. 12-4. Briley Minnick off to a great start. And the Oberlin Red Devils trying to be the outright champions here today with a win. Into the back row, Gordley pops it up in the air. The bump set, two-hand swat free ball from London Schiltz. Now set up down the middle. Maria Rodriguez blocked up front. Kendall Ballman takes care of business with her second block. Emily Bainter up there as well gets her first and makes it 13-4 and kills the Red Devil run. So 13-4 here in set number one. With the volleyball on the serve, Hoxie. Now Weigel, after getting the serve, will put it over the left side. And this one, looking for Meyer in the left pin, was Schiltz and sent it in the net. And it would have been tough even if she didn't, because it was pretty low along the tape line there at the top of the net. So 13-5 now, and Jory Fortin will throw it over the top of the net with a great serve. The back set this time, and it's Kendall Ballman going through the blocks. And Kendall, the sophomore, having a terrific set number one. It's now 14-5 here in set one. Hoxie out in front of the Oberlin Red Devils. So 14-5, set number one. And back to serve is Sophie Gorley. Sends a hard one right at Jenna Fortin, and it'll kiss along the back line for the kill. Make it 15-5. So a 10-point game after the ace there from Sophie Gorley. 15-5 here in set number one. Gorley again lobs it up to Jenna Fortin in the back left corner. Now gets it off to Jory. Free ball sent over from Elsie Larson. The set up to the outside. Through the blocks is Schiltz. McCaden Ketchrell will set it up to Elsie Larson. She's blocked by Schiltz up front. Ketchrell was there to pop it back up and send it over. Down the middle this time for Harper Mock. It'll roll on the tape and fall back onto the Hoxie side and to make it 15-6. So Sophie Gordley with a good time serving there. 15-6 in set one. Lobbed up and over in. On the serve to Emily Bainter, out to Schiltz, who goes over the top of the blocks. Jory Fortin there, it'll carry him off of the beam, kept alive, and the Red Devils are able to keep it in with Elsie Larson's help. The outside Schiltz again, this time swings too hard and sends it out of bounds, and it's 15-7. So the Red Devils slowly but surely clawing their way back into this one, just down by eight now in set one at 15-7. Jory Fortin back to serve again. Gives it off of the back row for Bainter. The back set this time. Two-hand swat over for Madison Meyer. Keeping it inbounds is Michaela Wasson. Riley Minnick will send it over on a free ball. Now they go back to Meyer on the left pin, and she'll send it wide out of the back and make it 15-8. So 15-8 here in set one. It was a 10-1 start for Hoxie. And this one will go out of bounds for McCaden Ketchell for service error number one and make it 16-8. 16-8, set one. And Allie Gordley will go back to serve here for the Indians. Gordley will lob it up and over the top, into the back row. Great dig right there. Now it's an over on a free ball. Michaela Wasson pops up in the air. Down the middle, here's a big swing, and putting it in the far side back corner is Harper Mock from the middle. She's just able to kiss the back line, and it's her first kill and a 17-8 lead now for the Indians in set one. Allie Gordley back to serve again. A hard one right at Ketchell. Goes off her wrist into the stands. Saved by Maria Rodriguez. And then the tap over from Michaela Wasson. Twiggles the tape and falls down on the Hoxie side for the points. Michaela Wasson with her first kill, and it makes it 17-9 here in set one. Lobs it over the top of the back row. Gordley with the dig to the outside left pin, over the top of everybody, Madison Meyer, and it's 17-10 here in set one. The Indians letting the Red Devils stay within it here. 17-10, and that one is into the net. So the Red Devils with a service error number two. Make it 18-10. Hoxie 7 points away from a set one win. Oberlin trying to find a way to get back into it late here. Hard serve from Shippers right at Ketchrell, who digs it out to the outside. Riley Minnick up close. It's blocked right back at her by Avery Mock. And it's down for a point for the Indians. We got a timeout on the floor taken by head coach Lindsey Fortin. We will take one with her. Our score, Hoxie 19, Oberlin 10 here on 101.1 KFNF. Set number one going all Hoxie here. They're up 19-10 out of the Red Devil timeout. Hard serve from Shippers. Kept alive by the Red Devils and sent over on a free ball after a couple of digs. Now down the middle for Harper Mock. McCaden Ketchrell runs in, pops it up. Riley Minnick left pin with authority, trying to get the Red Devils back into it. And she comes up with a big kill, her fifth, and it makes it 19-11. So an 8-point game here in favor of the Indians. L.C. Larson back to serve again for the Red Devils. Larson sends it short. Allie Gourley runs it down to the near sideline. Two-hand swat over from Emily Bainter. Now sneaking it into the middle for a kill is L.C. Larson. And the setter sneaks him out up front. Her first kill and makes it 19-12. So Red Devils down by 7, late here in set 1, 19-12. Hoxie in front, Allie Gourley with a dig. Sets up Avery Mock to Emily Bainter, off block, sliding dig right there for Jenna Fortin to Briley Minnick from the left pin again. This one will go up and over the net, but they're going to say it was a point for the Red Devils. And so it's 19-13 and a kill for Briley Minnick, her sixth. 19-13. Here in set number one, out of the back row, the sneaky set over the back of the head there for Mock. Red Devils trying to use it on the attack. Now Briley Minnick will just have to send it back over. Free pass right back. Red Devils trying to use their advantage, and it's Shelby Weigel just popping it over on the right side. To Emily Bainter, who takes it down the far side line and in for a kill along the far side line, 20-13. So 20-13, Emily Bainter with her sixth kill already in the match, and a 7-point game for the Indians. This is a hard one that barely goes over the top. Now they set it up to the outside, and blocked up front, Avery Mock with her second one of the night, and it is 21-13 in set one. Back to serve again. Lobs it up into the back row for Briley Minnick. They'll go to her from the 10-foot line and puts it just long. So 22-13 here in set number one. 9-point game in favor of the Indians. And here's a serve from Harper Mock to Briley Minnick. Now a sneaky set try again there from Elsie Larson. Down the middle for Kendall Ballman, who rolls it up over the top to Maria Rodriguez. Larson sets up Minnick. It's too close, but she's just able to tap it over the top of the blocks and get it into the front near side corner for the kill, and it makes it 22-14. So the Red Devils find themselves down by 8 here in set one, trying to crawl their way back into it here, and they'll get some help with an ace from Jenna Fortin. Briley Minnick with 6 kills on the night, and Jenna Fortin with her first ace. 22-15. Fortin again with a hard serve. Goes right at Shippers. Mock sets it up outside. Ballman too long. 22-16. So 22-16 here in favor of the Indians. Red Devils down by 6. Clawing their way back into it. Bainter, they'll go to her down the middle. She goes short and puts it in to the donut in the middle of the floor for a 23-16 lead. And Emily Bainter has kill number 7. 23-16, 7-point lead in favor of the Indians here in set one. Back to serve, Avery Mock notches it up a bit, right at Maria Rodriguez. Now Briley Minnick notches it up down the far sideline for a kill, and it's 23-17. Briley Minnick, 7th kill, 23-17. Red Devils have clawed their way back in to a 6-point deficit. This one will twiggle the twine. Sophie Gourley, free pass, and Maria Rodriguez shoves it right back at the Indian defense. Maria Rodriguez with her first kill, and it makes it 23-18. It's a 5-point game. The Red Devils started this match down 10-1. 23-18 now to the back row. Sliding dig for Shippers. The back pass out here to Emily Bainter. Now Rodriguez again on the free pass. Shoots it back at the defense and gets the kill. Back to back for her. And the Red Devils have cut it to a 4-point game at 23-19. And no, they're going to say the Red Devils were actually into the net there. So my apologies. Take a kill off the board for Maria. And it's a short serve for Bainter. They'll set up Shelby Weigel on the left pin. Puts it off the blocks. And they'll get the point right back. So the Red Devils again have now cut it to 5. Set point number 2 coming for the Indians at 24-19. Set number 1, 24-19. Red Devils down to their final point. Jory Fortin sends it short. Bainter pops it up the air. Mock will set it up down the middle here for Schiltz. It's off the tape, but kept alive right there by McCaden Ketchrell. Jory Fortin, two hands, swings it over. Now to the outside, big swing. Meyer, it's into the nets. And the Red Devils have cracked 20 at 24-20. 24-20 here in set number 1. They lob it up and over into the back row. And the Red Devils will get another point, 24-21. Sorry, looked away there, but it'll go down as a point for the Red Devils, 24-21. Late set one. We'll keep it right here on 101.1 KFNF. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today, Aqua Shield Roofing, Bainter Oil, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, First State Bank of Hoxie, FNB Bank of Oberlin, and Fredrickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin, Red Devil, and Hoxie Indian Athletics. Here at 101.1 KFNF, 24-21, Oberlin down by 3 in set 1. So back to serve it up here will be Jory Fortin to Bainter. The setup, it's going to be too close. Maria Rodriguez with the block, and they're going to say the Indians are into the net. It's 24-22. The Red Devils with a vengeance are making their way back. Down by 2, Fortin pops it up. It's almost an ace. Now sent over on a free ball. Red Devils have the chance to attack. Fortin will set it up. Larson, it's off the blocks. Kept alive by Bowman. The sweep back over. Now Rodriguez sets up Larson inside the antenna. Goes short again. Mock with a two-hand swat over. Fortin runs it down. Rodriguez will set it up for McCaden Ketchrell. Cross-court try right at Emily Bainter. To the backside this time. Schiltz off the blocks. And Hoxie will have another shot at it here. Meyer takes it off the tape and down. And the match will come to a close, but what a match it was. Red Devils down 10-1 to start, come back and get their way into it and lose set one, 25-22. 22. We'll take a quick break and be back with more here from the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium as set one goes to the Hoxie Indians by a score of 25-22. We'll be back with set two action coming up next here on KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, and set number one in the books. It goes to the Hoxie Indians, 25-22, and we're back here with set number two and see if Oberlin can force a third set against the Indians down to one set love. Elsie Larson with a serve to start it. It'll go to the outside and through the blocks for Madison Meyer. And so Madison with her first kill of the night puts Hoxie in front 1-0. So 1-0 here in set number two. Hoxie with a 1-0 lead. Hard one for Shippers in the back right corner. Ketchrell digs it out. Larson sets it up to Minnick. Two-hand swat over. Now to the outside, Emily Bainter with a vengeance right behind. That one puts it down for a kill. And Emily Bainter now with 8 kills. And it makes it 2-0 here in set two. Hard serve over the top of the back row. Briley Minnick digs it out. The bump set to her. She goes short towards the middle. Dug out there by Shippers. Down the middle again. Blocked by Michaela Watson. Hello, how do you do? And it's 2-1. So 2-1 here in set two. Red Devils down by 8 points. Jenna Fortin back to serve. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig there. The set up to the outside. Big swing and a kill for Emily Bainter. And that's her 9th, and makes it 3-1. So it was Oberlin that got down 10-1 in set one and rallied back to only lose 22-25. Into the back row for Maria Rodriguez. Riley Minnick takes it over to McCaden Ketchrell, and that's into the net. She was trying to send it over on a free ball, and it makes it 4-1. So 4-1 here in set number two. This will be lobbed into the net from Harper Mock. First service error for Hoxie. Something they have struggled with all day today is the service errors and have came together at the right time. 4-2. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig in the back row there by Allie Gourley. Down the middle, Emily Bainter with the kill. And Bainter gets her 10th. The Dundee County Stratton Tigers looking on as they know if Hoxie wins, they are the champs. If Oberlin can come back and win it in three, then they are the champs of the Oberlin invite. Here's the setup to the outside. Maria Rodriguez swings it inside the antenna. To the outside, big swing. Emily Bainter puts it down in the middle, but kept alive on a pancake by Jenna Fortin. Sent over on a free ball from Elsie Larson. Bainter again with authority this time. Gets the kill to the middle and makes it 6-2. Emily Bainter over double-digit kills at 11. So 6-2, Hoxie by 4. Hard serve to Jenna in the back row. Gets her out of rotation and down for an ace. Avery Mock with a first one for her. And it makes it 7-2 in set two. Mock into the nets. Service error number two. So 7-3. Red Devils down by 4 in set two. Made a large comeback after it was 10-1, and here's Jenna Jory Fortin into the back row for Sophie Gourley. They set it up for Schiltz on the left pin. She hits it short and puts it down. So London Schiltz with a first kill, and it makes it 8-3 here in set two. So 8-3, timeout on the floor will be taken by head coach Lindsay Fortin, and we will take one with her. Our score here in set number two, it's Hoxie 8, Oberlin 3 on 101.1 KFNF. Coming out of the Oberlin Red Devil timeout with the Red Devils down 8-3 and a swing on the left pin for Madison Meyer is down for a kill off the top of the tape and it falls on the Red Devil side. And it's 9-3 here in set number two. Hoxie with a 6-point lead. Hard serve over the top of Jenna Fortin's head and out of bounds. And the Indians with their third service ace make it 9-4. Caden Ketchrell, and she will send it long. McCaden almost got a bite from Sophie Gourley along the back line, but she ducked out of the way at the last second, and it's 10-4. Over into the back row this time for the Red Devils, Bradley Minnick to Michaela Wasson on the left pin, blocked right back at him. Red Devils on the attack again. Sent over on a free ball from Elsie Larson, the back set. Here is a big swing and a miss to the left side there for London Schultz, and it makes it 10-5 here in set two. 10-5, set number two. Red Devils down by five, and Maria Rodriguez puts that one to the net for the fourth service here for the Red Devils. And Dundee County Stratton has become the biggest Hoxie Indian cheerleaders of the day. As like I mentioned, the Red Devils with a loss that crowns Dundee County Stratton the champs. To the outside, here's Briley Minnick, offhands, gets it right back out of her. They're going to go to her again on the left pin, this time a little bit higher, but they're going to say the Indians are under the net anyway, and so it'll make it 11-6. So the Red Devils have climbed back into it, down by five again. 11-6 here in set number two. Back to serve, lobs it up, and long. Service error number five for the Red Devils, and make it 12-6. That's where Lindsay Fortin, she's been talking with us all season long about how the Red Devils have concentrated on the serve. They don't want to give up points, and here, especially when you're trying to come back, it's always tough when you do give those up. And now the free ball sent back over. Red Devils on the attack again. Briley Minnick off hands. Popped up by Shippers to the outside. Bainter goes short down the far sideline. And the joust up front won't even make it over as it rolls down the line. Down the net, excuse me. And it's 13-6. So a 7-point game here for the Indians in set number two with a 1-0 set lead. Back to Ketchrell in the back row. The bump set up front here. Weigel rolls it over the top and gets it to drop in the back far side corner. Shelby Weigel, the junior, with a big-time kill, and she'll make it 13-7. So 13-7 here in set number two. Jenna Fortin with the serve. Fortin lobs it over into the back row. Great dig, Allie Gourley from the 10-foot line. Rolls it over the top. Sliding dig right there, Jenna Fortin. The back set, two-hand swat over. Up front, now to the outside. Big swing, Emily Bainter. It's down for a kill. Emily Bainter with her 12th, 14-7. When in doubt, you know who they're going to. Emily Bainter, she has just had a day today. 14-7 here in set two to Rodriguez in the back row. Ketchrell pops it up. Now Kendall Bowman on the slide. Blocked by Briley Minnick, but it goes right back into the net on the Red Devils' side. So a kill for Kendall Bowman. Her third. And it's 15-7 here in set two. Back to serve, Harper Mock with a hard one. Barely gets over the top of the net. The bump set outside, Briley Minnick down the line and out of bounds. 16-7. 9-point game for the Indians. So they continue to add on to the lead. Harper Mock with a hard serve. Right at Rodriguez, she bumps it up. The back set this time. Briley Minnick going for the cross court. Just wide. And I mean just wide. And it makes it 17-7. Here in set number two. Timeout on the floor taken by the Red Devils. We will take one with them. 17-7. Hoxie in front here on 101.1 KFNF. Out of the timeout of the Oberlin Red Devils, Hoxie with the serve in front, 17-7 to Fortin in the back row, and it'll go down as an ace for Harper Mock. And the Indians lead it 18-7, and they've extended out above 10. Harper Mock with her first ace, 18-7. Red Devils trying to find some momentum here, down by 11. Harper into the net. Fourth service error for the Indians, 18-8 here in set number two. Red Devils trying to find a way to back into it. Briley Minnick to serve. They're going to go to Bainter down the middle with authority. As she got the Red Devils guessing where she was going to go, short, long, or wherever. And it's 19-8 now in favor of Hoxie. Emily Bainter with kill 13. Great sliding dig right there for Ketchrell. Sent over on a free ball. The dig picked back up by Gourley. Out to Emily Bainter again from the 10-foot line. Off the blocks and down 20-8. And everything is turning up roses for the Hoxie Indians. Emily Bainter with kill 14. And into the nets here from Avery Mock. Makes it 20-9. Red Devils, who clawed their way back into the last match after being down 10-1. I've got to find something here with just 5 points to give. Jory Fortin into the back row for Sophie Gourley. The bump set down the middle. Kendall Ballman rolls it over. The bump set will be out of bounds off of Maria Rodriguez. 21-9. So 21-9 here in set number two. Final match of the day between Oberlin and Hoxie. And here's Emily Bainter in the back row. Popped up and down for an ace. A little miscommunication for the Red Devils. 22-9. Back to serve is Emily Bainter again with a hard one into the back row. And popping it back up is Elsie Larson. Sent over on a free ball. Now here comes Schultz, and it's blocked right back at her. Kept alive with a kick. Now McKayden Ketchroll on the cross-court try. And she doesn't get it to go. Madison Meyer wraps it inside the antenna. What a rally. Elsie Larson will pop it into the net. And that's a tough way to end that rally. That was kept alive on either side by Pancakes, and then a kick was what kept it alive for the Indians there. 23-9, Bainter to serve again, and it's in for an ace. And we got set match points. Ace number two for Bainter, 24-9. Here in set number two. Bainter to serve, lobs it up, it'll go off of Fortin's hands, down for an ace, back-to-back to win it. 25-9, and Hoxie takes it two sets to none, 25-22, 25-9. Tough way for the Red Devils to end it as they will finish in second place in the tournament. DCS will be the champs at 3-1, Oberlin at 2-2, Hoxie at 2-2, St. Francis at 2-2, and Rollins County at 1-3. We're going to take a quick break and wrap things up for a final time here from Oberlin. Final set of the day goes to the Hoxie Indians, 25-9. Welcome back here from Oberlin, where we're wrapping things up for a final time here tonight, as it's a tough way for the Red Devils to end their day with a tough loss to the Hoxie Indians. Two sets to none. Hoxie takes down the Red Devils here today by a final score of 25-22, 25-9. Give you your final numbers. We'll start with the Hoxie Indians. Hoxie gets one ace out of Sophie Gourley, 14 kills, three aces and a block tonight out of Emily Bainter. One kill for London Schultz, one kill, two blocks, and one ace for Avery Mock. Two kills for Madison Meyer, three kills and two blocks for Kendall Ballman, and one block and an ace for Harper Mock. For the Oberlin Red Devils, it is one ace for Jenna Fortin, one kill and a block for Michaela Wasson, one kill for Elsie Larson, one kill for Maria Rodriguez, seven kills for Bradley Minnick, and two kills for Shelby Weigel. Oberlin commits 5 service errors. Hoxie commits 5. Oberlin will now be 8-15 on the year. Hoxie improves to 14-12. So a tough day for the Red Devils, who had a chance to win the Oberlin tournament. They were able to take down Hoxie there, but the Indians went it 2-0. And so everyone finishes 2-2 between Oberlin, Hoxie, and St. Francis. DCS finishes 3-1 and Rollins County at 1-3. So Dundee County Stratton, congrats to them. They are the Oberlin tournament champs in the year 2024. So the Oberlin Red Devils, tough way to end it here tonight. as they come up just a bit short, as we will have Oberlin Red Devil volleyball action again coming up next week on Saturday from the Northwest Kansas League Tournament in Quinter. So that should be a good one there. Coverage starting at 9 a.m., maybe a little bit after, depending on when the Red Devils will play. And we'll try to hopefully have everything on the stream. Might have to be moving gyms, so give us some credit on that one. But tough day, long day today. Tough way to end the day for the Red Devils anyway with two back-to-back losses, but two great wins to start the day as they finish with a record of 2-2 and now improve their record to 8-15. So that'll do it for us. Oberlin loses to Hoxie in the final match of the day, 25-22, 25-9. I'm Sam Knoll signing off saying so long and good night here from Oberlin.